The king had slept with his own sister. He did not know he was doing so, and perhaps it may have been due to her. Well, of course it was due to her. Aren't women always to blame? But it seems... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding. But it seemed in tragedy that innocence is not enough. Okay? So even if you're innocent... when I had the book here on the Grimm's Fairy Tales, there's one, The Girl with No Hands. And she has to do all kinds of terrible stuff happens to her, even though she's purer than driven snow. And, I mean, her hands are chopped off, all this horrible stuff. She goes off and suffers privation more than one time. And then at one point, after a king has married her and had silver hands married for her, she's sent off again with her baby and suffers another 14 years of privation. The king comes back, finds out that she's been driven away, and so he goes and looks for her for 14 years without eating or drinking. And finally, they live happily ever after they've done penance. I'm thinking, penance? Penance for what? Neither one of them did anything wrong. But if we read the whole tale, it'd be a situation like this. In other words, they were involved in wrong through no fault of their own, and they had to do penance to extract themselves. So Arthur is going to have to do penance. And we see here now that we know the Latin. This is the end of the second book.